as we welcome from the City of Fairhope Senior Services Manager Kim Ryland. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
As well as Director of Community Affairs Paige Crawford. Welcome back, Paige.
Good morning, Lori.
Kim, I think it's the first time you've been with us.
It is. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We bumped into each other recently, and I said, we need to get you in and talk about the Nick Center, especially. And this is the perfect time because, if I understand correctly, as of June 1st, senior facilities can resume normal activities. Is that right?
That is correct. We've had limited activities indoors for the past month. Prior to that, we had limited activities outdoors. Prior to that, all we were able to do is Facebook and
yeah,
on our website.
Closed, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So yesterday was our first day open with cards and board games. We have aerobics, we have Tai Chi, all kinds of small groups meeting. So we were very excited to see everybody yesterday.
That's good. So folks have already heard and are coming back.
Yes, our seniors were anxious to come back. Absolutely.
I can only imagine. Being in this particular seat and situation, I was out more than usual while others were not to do this job. So I can only imagine. So tell us about the Nick Center and the differences or what the options are as far as memberships and costs, and do you have to live in Fairhope?
You do not have to live in Fairhope, and we are the best deal in town. It's $25 for the year.
Still, I've always thought that's
yes.
Crazy how inexpensive.
$25 for the year, and that gets you whatever you want to do pretty much at the Nick Center. We have bridge, we have mahjong, we have dominoes, aerobics, Zumba, stitch groups, you name it, we've got it. We've got a calendar which will be posted today on the city website.
And I am looking at what looks like a very full calendar of activities.
Yes, ma'am. We have lots going on. We have started our dances back. Our first dance was last Thursday. Our next dance is June the 10th from 6 to 9.
The cabaret dances,
yes,
we used
ma'am.
To call them?
Yes, ma'am.
And are they still Thursdays? What, second and fourth Thursday?
Right now, we're just doing the second Thursday from 6 to 9. It's $5 for members, $9 for non-members. We had our first one last Thursday. We had 95 people.
Wow.
Yes, we were very, very excited and tired by the end of the night.
I bet. And what are some other things on that calendar you've got in front of you that you might like to tell us about?
We have a pool room that's open every day for billiards.
I was getting ready to say, what kind of pool? Yeah.
Yes, not a swimming pool. We have pool tables, which are used quite regularly. We're going to pull out our ping pong table soon, hopefully. We've got, we're starting art classes this month. We're going to have our line dance classes starting back up soon, and I have another art teacher coming in to do jewelry next month. So we have lots going on.
Wow. So for those who are at home wondering, well, what do I do? And for maybe those that have adult parents or grandparents, and I can't tell you how many times I've said, go to the Nick Center, especially someone's widowed and they need to get out and meet people. Now, this is the perfect opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. And we have a grief support group. And I encourage your listeners to go to the website and look at the newsletter, because I've listed all of the groups that we have going on right now and a brief description of what they do, who the contact person is, and what days they meet.
So that would be the fairhopeal.gov?
Yes, and you just go to the James P. Nix Center page.
Okay.
And at the bottom, there should be a link. By the end of the day. Give it till the end of the day.
Okay.
It's just June 2nd.
Catching up, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. We sure are.
Okay.
And we also have a lot of monthly things that go on, like Coffee with a Cop that happens monthly, where Chief Hollingshead comes and gives kind of like a status report of how the month within Fairhope went.
Let me interrupt you just a second. Is that still going to be now the second Tuesday of each month?
It's going to be June 8th.
Okay, all right.
And so that's on the calendar again, on a regular schedule.
Because the day after that, that's how we set up the police department update here on the radio to follow Coffee with the Cop.
That's right.
So Coffee the Cop is the second Tuesday, and then they come on the second Wednesday. Stephanie or another representative of the police department to give us
an update. Yeah. That's right. Well, and bingo, you know, we're doing bingo twice a month, birthday bash. So a lot of fun things going on. So we just encourage everybody to come. If you haven't been, we can take you on a tour of a facility, give you a newsletter, and let you know what we've got going on. So yeah, we're excited. Kim's doing a great job, and everybody there doing a great job. A lot of things, you know, for all different interests. So
whatever your interests are. And today I want to invite everybody out at 2 o'clock. We have the Baldwin County Emergency Management Agency Deputy Director coming to speak about hurricane preparedness. And this is open to the public. We're inviting anybody who wants to come because we would love for the community to learn more about what you need to do to be safe and be prepared for a hurricane. So 2 o'clock today, come on out. We'd love to have you.
Okay. All right. And on the membership, it's $25 for the entire year to participate in everything you want. I'm guessing there might be a cost for a supply or something here and there.
Some of the classes are there's a charge, the line dancing, the watercolor. But most of the stuff, the aerobics, Tai Chi, bingo, we take donations. But most of the stuff is just there for people to participate.
And what if you're not a Fairhope resident? How does that work again?
Right now, it's $25 for everybody. Okay. We have people coming from Loxley. We have people coming to our dance from Mobile.
Okay, right, of course. Mm-hmm. Anybody can come to the dance, but if you want to do the daily activities, then that simple little $25 a year membership.
That's right.
So how else is the Nick Center funded then? I guess the city provides a budget.
We do provide a budget, but we also have rentals and after-hour events that folks throughout the community can rent that center for conferences, for any kind of meeting space. We also have a lot of weddings that go on there. So every weekend, pretty much from now till the end of the year, we've got a wedding at the Nick Center, and the cost is relatively affordable. Comes with tables and chairs. So probably for 2021 we're pretty much booked.
We have very few holes, but we have the most beautiful ballroom.
It is
with the chandeliers. It is lovely and a lovely view, and it is a great price point. And people really enjoy using it, so we've been quite busy with that, so that helps offset some of the costs.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I've been to several events there, and you're right, the beautiful setting with the trees and the green and the lovely shiny floors, the high ceilings and the chandeliers and the floral arrangements. It is a lovely facility. So for folks interested in renting that, they better get on the ball for next year already.
That's right. They need to call and check our availability and go ahead and book if they want to use it.
Okay. The James P. Nix Center in Fairhope. And y'all are open 7 days
five.
A week?
5 days a week. 8 to 5.
8 to 5. 5 days a week. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know a little bit of history. The city recently bought this facility that in the past had been leased. Is that correct?
That was part of
owned by the school board.
By the school board. It was part of the purchase that was purchased a few years ago with the K1 Center, the Fairhopers Community Park, and the James P. Nix Center all together. So,
yes.
We're excited to have that, you know, as part of the city now. We are getting a lot of upgrades after Hurricane Sally. We did have a few things get damaged within that storm. So we're replacing our roof, and we're getting, new carpet and a lot of upgrades for the building. So it's going to be shining and new for all of our folks coming back to see us.
Okay. Well, ladies, what else do you want folks to know that we haven't covered yet or I haven't thought to ask?
Well, just if anyone out there has any questions or wants to come by, like Paige was saying, we'll be happy to give them a tour. Most people who come in have never seen the Nick Center are very impressed. They've never seen a senior center like this. We're very proud that Fairhope has something like this. So spread the word. Come see us. We'd love to meet you.
And when we say senior center, what is that age?
50 and up.
50 and up. Well, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Paige, and while you're here, thank you, Kim. Kim is the Senior Services Manager of the city and the Nick Center. While you're here, do we want to edge into the 4th of July or anything?
Yeah, we sure can. We're getting all prepared for the 4th of July. We're meeting internally and getting everything ready for the fireworks. Again, you know, reminding folks that it is going to be on that Sunday, the 4th of July. The Baldwin Pops will play at 7:30, and then the concert will be at 7:30, and the fireworks will be at 9 p.m. So, we are going to be pushing out some information as far as the pier may be closed a couple days leading up to the 4th of July. This is the first year we're actually outsourcing our fireworks to an aerial display company.
And it's my understanding that's due to a new law concerning fireworks displays, I think, isn't it? And having a certain certification that was unattainable perhaps during COVID, and that's why all this we've got to outsource.
Well, in 2019, they actually changed the law for the pyro shooter. And so we within our Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department, which we've been blessed to have them shoot our fireworks for, you know, over a decade, we have not had a chance to get anybody in our department with this pyro shooter certification. So with last year with COVID and the fireworks being canceled, you know, they have to have so many shows that are covered by somebody who is licensed. So many shows as well as a 16-hour course. So at this time, we are going to outsource it. You know, down the road, who knows what will happen. This is, like I said, we've been blessed for many, many years to have them shoot it. But, you know, we're looking forward to having these folks come in. You know, they're highly professional. They'll bring in the fireworks, you know, a day or two ahead of time. We'll get the pier loaded down. And I believe they will be able to, once everything is loaded in, we will be able to have access up to the marina once they get everything secured.
I see.
But it will look a little different than years past. But we're excited. The Ball and Pops are practicing and getting ready to join us again. We're just looking forward to a great event.
That's right. Glad to get things back to normal.
That's right.
Wonderful. Well, Kim, welcome, and please make sure we're on your newsletter list or whatever I need to do to make sure we have the information, or let me pick up a copy. Do you have copies of a newsletter for folks to keep their schedule?
We certainly do. I'm going to pick them up from the printer today
That's what I need. Okay.
So y'all come by and get one and just stay in touch and enjoy all the things we have to offer.
Very good. We'll be glad to remind folks of what a wonderful facility right here under our noses. You play pool and cards and just have fun and frivolity and companionship for $25 a year for those that are 50 up. So it's not even really just for seniors, because those of us in the 50s don't want to think about that, do we? All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Lori.
Kim Ryland, Senior Services Manager with the Nick Center, and Paige Crawford, Director of Community Affairs for the City of Fairhope. Thank you, girls. It is now 8:34 and 77 degrees. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend about the Nick Center and their services, you can listen to it later, usually by lunchtime. It's posted at WABF1480.com.